Portland Women's Sports Bar Boots Patrons Over Pro Women's Shirts. By Marianne Angela on September 8, 2026. A group of patrons was ejected from the Sports Bra, a Portland bar that shows only women's sports, on Sunday for wearing 20s athletics apparel, according to video the group posted online. Five patrons were removed from the Northeast Portland establishment after a server said other customers had complained about the shirts, according to footage that passed 6 million views on X. Amy Souza, one of the women in the group, posted the clip. A server told the group to leave, citing complaints from other customers. "There are people that are in here that are uncomfortable with those shirts, and so I'm asking y'all to leave," the server said in the video. "If I have to call authorities to get y'all removed, I will, but I don't want to do that." "Now just got kicked out of the Sports Bra in Portland where we went to try and watch the game. pic.twitter.com/c900tuermp. Amy E. Souza, Massachusetts Depth Psychology, at Known Heretic, September 6, 2026. One patron pushed back. "There is nothing wrong with these shirts. What is wrong with these shirts?" the patron said. The server replied that she had already fielded complaints. The bar defended the ejection in an Instagram post Monday. It said the group entered wearing apparel with messages advocating for the exclusion of trans women from sports and was given the choice to cover the messaging or leave. "To be clear, trans girls are girls, and trans women are women," the bar said. 20SI Athletics is a sportswear brand founded by former gymnast Jennifer Say that says sports should be separated on the basis of biological sex. The name references the chromosomes of women and men. Hours earlier, the same group was removed from the Portland Thorns NWSL match against the Washington Spirit at Providence Park. A Thorns spokesperson told OutKick the fans were removed for distributing unapproved materials, a claim Souza disputes. "We did not distribute any materials," Souza said. "They are lying about us." The confrontation follows a similar incident last month, when the WNBA and the Atlanta Dream admitted security was wrong to make a mother and daughter cover 20SI shirts worn in support of Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham, whose ESPN comments opposing biological men in women's sports touched off the debate. The video drew a split reaction online. "It's a privately owned business. They can refuse to serve you." The Grand Big Diesel 2, at Grand Diesel, September 6, 2026. "But they did serve us. Multiple times. We collectively made multiple orders one at a time, waiting in line at the bar to get separate drinks and food orders. It wasn't until we had all finally got our food that they kicked us out." Amy E. Souza, Massachusetts Depth Psychology, at Known Heretic, September 7, 2026. "This is trash content, and as a conservative I'm embarrassed for you. You don't go into a place like that and behave in that manner. Go be obnoxious somewhere else. Do you fight this hard for the Save America Act?" Corey Peterson, @JSPAS, September 7, 2026. "Can you imagine if someone went up to a trans or gay person with a pride shirt on and told them they had to leave because their shirts were making someone uncomfortable? Schrodinger's tolerance." Cooking Crazy, @CookingCrazy, September 6, 2026.